I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me for a visit with Captain Chuck Myers aboard the historic MV Zambroda, homeported in Marina Del Rey. Built by Charles Ringling back in 1918, the ownership of the Zambroda was subsequently taken over by Warner Brothers Studios for the private use of starlet Mae West. During World War II, it was drafted by the military for use as an anti-submarine vessel patrolling the coast of California. Today, the MV Zambroda is operated by Hornblower Cruises as a charter yacht hosting up to 125 guests.
You're on board the motor vessel Zambroda. Zambroda is one of our most unique yachts that we have. She was built in 1918 by the Ringling Brothers and Barlam & Bailey Circus.
So this was their private luxury yacht.
This
when
was it.
Built. And it's a big yacht.
It's super unique because everything that you see is pretty much original. With the inside of the yacht, where the bar is at, you can see that there's some elephants there. There's been rumor that the yacht was named after one of the elephants that passed away from the circus many years ago.
And the elephant was supposedly named
Zambroda.
Zambroda, yeah.
Yeah. But the boat itself is just like, there's so much history here. I mean, we're almost at 100 years old here, coming up from 1918 to now.
And Woodhull, it was East Coast built?
It was built in Long Island, New York, and it was kept there off of one of their docks that they had a mansion right there in Long Island. And then from there, it moved to the West Coast via the Panama Canal. And then it was sold to Warner Brothers Studios, I believe, and then they kept it for Mae West. Mae West was on the yacht for many years. This is kind of like her little hideaway. And then it went into the service in the United States Army in World War II, where it moved mail up and down the coast.
And today it's owned by the Hornblower Cruises fleet, right?
Yep.
And what does it do? What's its specialty within the fleet?
It does charters. It basically, people love the unique old style of the boat, and we'll have weddings on here. We do a lot of weddings, a lot of private events, company events, birthday parties, you name it. Anybody that wants to have a party on a boat, this is where you come.
So it's not a walk in, buy a ticket, climb aboard. It's all advanced custom charter.
Correct. And the unique thing about our charter business is we cook everything on board our yachts, and we prepare everything up top in our commissary, bring it all down, and we cook everything on the yacht itself.
So super fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes yacht cruises don't do that. It's done landside and then shuttled down as quick as they can.
Yeah, or it's catered in from other companies. But we do everything right here, which is unique.
Tell us a little bit more about the Zambroda and what is most memorable, distinctive, and lovable about it. It's an elegant-looking vessel to look at.
It's all wood, as you can see. I mean, it takes a lot of maintaining to keep her in the shape that we keep her in. We have a full-time staff that's all they're doing is working on the boats, painting, sanding, varnishing, that kind of stuff.
Full-time. Wow.
Yeah, full-time. But the one thing I wanted to point out to you was this bell that's up here. This was actually a part of the United States Army, and it has an inscription on it. You can see the number,
right,
which was on there. And then up top on the compass was also a United States Army back in World War II. So they used this boat to train a lot of the submariners that were looking for submarines, Japanese submarines and Germans. So they used this boat to train them on.
And that was partly because it's wood hull, right?
Correct.
So its signature would be less.
Yeah. This was part of that service, was on the yacht back then, World War II.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And here it is, almost 100 years later.
Yep.
Still going strong.
And now it's a national monument. I could show you that inside we have a little plaque that.
Or National Historic
Historical Society.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Terry's very proud of that, our owner. He's very proud. Pretty cool.
And if somebody was just touring around Marina Del Rey, if they wanted to just take a look at the boat, where would they go?
They would go to our sales office and then contact our salespeople, and they'd be more than happy to bring them down here and give them a tour.
Whereabouts in Marina Del Rey are you?
We're right in the center of Fisherman's Village, and Fisherman's Village, our distinctive lighthouse is in front of our yachts, so you could see where we're at. You just walk to the waterway, and you're here. I think more than anything is that bar. You can see the elephant heads on that bar. Those are brass elephant heads.
That's original 1918.
That's original, yeah. The one thing about this yacht, it has a single rudder, Where most yachts have two rudders, this has one big rudder in the back, and it has two engines. So it takes a little bit more steering to get her where you need her to go, and you kind of have to think ahead of it.
And but it is twin screw.
It is twin screw, yeah. And the nice thing about that is if you get a chance to go down in the engine room later, I'll show you the engines. They're 1960s.
Wow.
Still in there.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. Our associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Elaine Masters in San Diego, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon, and Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.